Scott, SJ, welfare.com, final days report, episode 328. Folks, it's a perfect storm. The news is going so fast, it's hard to keep up with, my friends. A couple stories we're going to cover. Why are people seeing demons? Why is the mainstream news covering it? Has the veil been lifted? More cannibalism in the news, and also a cover-up of cannibalism. It's not the cannibalism the mainstream news wants people to associate with, because they are pushing cannibalism, my friends, as a solution for global warming. But they need to write cannibalism, my friends. Also, we're going to cover war on the Constitution. And last, a bit of round robin on the different seals. This is a deep one, I always like to say. I'm blown away on how crazy it is. But let's read. Rare disorder causes man to see people's faces as demonic. The condition causes faces to appear distorted. My first thought was I woke up in a demon world, said the patient. And if you're listening to a podcast service, you see a normal face and then a demonic face. The eyes are stretched out. The jaw has massive wrinkles. The lips are stretched. The ears are pointed. And when I read the story, it reminded me of someone's testimony. When early days when I got saved, he showed a picture of a demon on his shoulder, and he had some drinking issues, some infidelity issues, and it kind of had features like this. It was more dog looking, I remember, but it looked like these demonic expressions of these humans, very, very similar in nature. So has the veil been lifted? Has CERN lifted the veil? And it reminds me of the death spiral, where people were swatting at something and many people died during that death spiral. They saw something. I've heard testimonies of people seeing demonic entities in their homes. Pastor Larry is going to share his demonic encounter. His wife saw a demonic activity right in front of her face. When I walked in, when I was an early day Christian, I walked into a Satanist house. They were friends of ours. And I saw this demonic shadow walking into the house. And later I found out they were total Satan worshipers, very, very powerful people. They worshiped Baal. They had pictures of Baal. They had very strange knives, demonic Baal worshipers, strange crest. People at that party had this satanic vibe. Like, I never would have seen it, but the Holy Ghost was convicting me. These people, many of them are Satanists. They're wicked. So what are we seeing, my friends? How does this fit as well, what happened in Miami at the mall and then that family in Las Vegas? Now, I covered the Las Vegas sighting, Nephilim, UFO sighting, whatever it was. I think they were somewhat Nephilim or maybe fallen angels breaking through the veil. Because what people did not cover in the Las Vegas incident is the young guy that went viral. He basically said that they prayed in the name of Jesus Christ and the entity screamed and left. You need to armor up, my friends. So why all of a sudden are we getting this story? And it's called prosopometamorphiasia. Butchering it. Prosopometamorphopsia. Terrible. Will people be seeing this more often? And here's my question as well. Are these people poked? Are they not poked? What is happening here? I think people are seeing more and more demonic expression, including cannibalism, zombieism. Let's read. California man appears to go full zombie walking around biting a human leg. Man arrested in Wasco for allegedly eating leg from victim of fatal train accident. A man was arrested on Friday after appearing to carry and eat a body part from someone who was killed by the train in Wasco. And I remember Todd Callender, this lawyer, going after As the Days of Noah Devil Juice, said a side effect is this desire to eat human flesh. We've covered that multiple times. And what's crazy, I saw the video and some alternative news covered how the lawlessness in Haiti with Barbecue, remember Barbecue, the leader of this Haitian gang that's taken over Haiti, had a Freemason necklace. And they showed a bunch of people chomping on some legs. The mainstream news is saying it's false. Let's read. X removes graphic video of purported cannibalism in Haiti. I mean, I saw the videos. And I saw people having testimonies that said they're cannibals. Right? They don't want that association of cannibalism. They want association that it's a good thing. But they want us to be cannibals because we did podcast Final Days Report episode 70, Primed to be Cannibals, where in academia, they're talking about it as a solution to stop global warming, as a solution to stop hunger. It's demonic. It's from the pit of hell. If you follow our news ministry, we've always talked about there's a war on the food supply. That was the industry that I was in before starting this news ministry. And it's SEAL 3. They need to destroy the old system to starve you out. What is the old saying? Control the food, control the people. So you need to get self-sufficient, buy some seeds. But let's read. Dairy cattle in Texas and Kansas test positive for bird flu. So here's what's going to probably happen is they're going to inject them with mRNA DNA defilement technology, and they're probably going to cull the cattle. So then inflation is going to take off. If you have means, become a cattle farmer, right? Protect God's DNA. And this all fits Noah's flood. In the end of days, it'll be as the days of Noah. The reason why God brought the animals, obviously, to Noah's ark is one, they weren't defiled. Noah was righteous in his generation. That doesn't mean he was sinless. That makes zero sense. His DNA line was good. That's right. Genesis 3, Genesis 6. So they're defiling everything. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. That's all flesh, including animals. But for the elect's sake, Christian's sake, those days shall be shortened. They're going to cull the cows, my friends. Fits SEAL 3, fits as the days of Noah. All right, let's go and move on how the U.S. corporation, yes, you live in a corporation, there's a war on you and its lawlessness. The Constitution is being shredded. It has been shredded probably the last 25 years. But I just thought this was interesting from InfoWars. Obama judge says illegal aliens can buy and own guns. Alex Jones exposes the truth. So what's happening, borders wide open, Chinese military age men, Russians coming in, Muslims, you name it, people from South America, Mexico, and they're arming them. They're allowing them to be armed. And again, I had a dream, I think it was two or three podcasts ago, you can go back and check it out, where I was in a car with a lady and I see an illegal alien from South America or Mexico stealing a car. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Then he points a gun at me, and then I see he has an M16 that looked like a weapon system from the 70s, probably full automatic, drive fast, like go, drive fast to a mall, walk in the door, see a cop, and I'm like, there is an illegal alien with a machine gun, an M16, you need to do something. He's like, I'm not doing anything. The cop was paralyzed. He didn't want to do anything. It's probably because if he did something, the court system wouldn't back him up. Right? Cops are quitting everywhere because cops are trying to do their job and the court system is siding with the lawlessness. So we're living in lawlessness days. So the Antichrist will come in and bring law and order, right? Probably in our ministry's point of view with Noahide laws. If you see how Noahide laws have ingrained themselves in the United States and the United Nations, it's evil, my friends. So they're arming foreigners. This is that communist army. And how I think this is going to go down, I was thinking about this. I think Trump, and this is not from the Lord, but if Trump wins the election, Black Lives Matter, the Chinese soldiers that are in, the people from Mexico and South America, these gangs that are being armed, right? The 1.3 billion hollow point bullets from DHS, they're going to go crazy. They're going to start burning things down. And then the patriots, Black, white, Asian, people that believe in the Constitution, are going to fight these communists. It's patriots versus communists, right? It's not Republicans versus Democrats. It's patriots versus communists is how they've actually put us in this little barrel. And the patriots are going to go and they're going to fight these invaders or these liberals. And they're going to be labeled as domestic terrorists, right? And you can see this playing out from Breitbart. Over 140 House Democrats demand ability to block veterans from purchasing guns. Veterans are dangerous. Veterans are trained. Veterans know, have skills, right? The Roman Empire, we said this often, hated veterans because they know the criminality of the leaders. It's the same playbook. History always rhymes and has its same rhythm. So meanwhile, FBI now admitting that Venezuela emptied their prisons and sent their inmates to the United States, and we're arming them. We're allowing them to have guns, right? Can't make this stuff up, my friends. House Republicans sound alarm over a report Venezuela is sending violent criminals to the U.S. border, and we're letting them in. All right, don't be fooled. This is right versus left. They need a spark, because then they can have China, Russia, Cuba, Venezuela invade for this one world government, destroy the Constitution. But this fits, this lawlessness fits. Kamala Harris announces new office to implement red flag gun control laws. Vice President launches National Resource Center at site of 2018 Florida school shooting where 17 were killed. They're going after your guns, my friends. Have a set, have a pair someplace else. And again, in terms of the Constitution being destroyed, it's the squatting laws in New York City. My understanding is 30 days, you become a legal tenant. Woman died trying to actually change the locks in New York. Here's another story. Woman arrested after trying to remove squatters from her home in New York. And again, this is an end of days Watchman News ministry. I had a dream where they were taxing fruit trees. And if people could not pay their taxes, the federal government was saying, hey, look, we'll let you live on your land. You don't have to pay your taxes. But instead of giving and passing on your land to the next of kin, give it to the state. So this is an obvious playbook. This is an obvious destruction of the United States. And if Trump wins, this liberal communist organization will be activated. You can just see it. And then people, the patriots, and I'm saying black, white, Asian, Hispanic constitutionalists that fight back will be arrested and labeled as terrorists. You can see the playbook, my friends. It's this communist war that's coming. All right, continuing. Air Force General reveals alarming number of drones crossing into U.S. airspace at southern border. They could shoot these down in 5 seconds. They could get their EMP equipment and just shoot these down. Why aren't they? Because they want the chaos, my friends. And I'm going to do probably another VCast this week about this whole World War III, but it's serious. Putin warns again that Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty is threatened. And I just find this interesting. Why would ISIS attack Russia when Russia is standing up for Gaza? It's just interesting. I know ISIS doesn't like Iran, supposedly, and Russia is supporting Iran, but it's just interesting because I vividly remember Trump saying in 2016, Obama and Hillary Clinton, and I'm paraphrasing, created ISIS, right? I remember ISIS getting medical treatment by Israel in the war in Syria. And I remember soldiers, pilots were coming out and they're saying, we're not allowed to take out ISIS. We could take them out in one swoop. We're bombing, or some of our bombing runs actually help ISIS. Do you remember that when that happened? So it's theater. Something doesn't smell right. Now, I'm not saying people didn't die in Russia, but how, if this is all a script, and again, I'm 70%, I've always said this, if you follow my ministry, I'm 70%, we're poking the bear, 30% we're watching theater, and it could be I'm off on my percent, my ratio. But you think about this, Russia benefits by this false flag to get the war fever pitch up, to get people supporting the war in Ukraine. There's money in war, right? Maybe a draft. People are going to jump on board. And what I thought was interesting is the globalist elite, the World Economic Forum crowd, they benefit because the so-called terrorist said he got his instructions on Telegram. Then all of a sudden, Spain suspends Telegram. This war on free speech, folks, governments don't censor lies. They censor truth. So when you start seeing all these fact checkers, you need to scratch your head. When they say, I'm not so sure that this is a fact, that they're trying to squash truth. I never thought this was would happen in America, but they've lost the narrative, my friends, right? The Federal Reserve Bank's a private bank. Fluoride in the water poisons you. The U.S. government runs the drugs. it's a lie from the pit of hell, right? What, 90-some percent of all media owned by six companies, and they can lie to us by reversing the Smith-Mundt Act? Big-time wrestling theater, my friends. Death will be real to us. Death will be real to us. So let's summarize. I just thought it was interesting how people are seeing demons now. Why did the mainstream news cover this story? Is there some truth to this? Has the veil been lifted? And you need to ask that question across all the other crazy stories that we've seen. And cannibalism, this demonic spirit of cannibalism is in the air. And I remember Todd Callender basically talking about how the As the Days of Noah devil juice actually has a side effect of a desire to eat flesh. And I think that there's the nanotech that they can turn on with people that have been poked, and also nanotech that's in our water and our food, and do some crazy optogenetics things. You need to be protected by the Holy Ghost, my friends, period. And that fits this cannibalism narrative. Why did the mainstream news try to squash what happened in Haiti? I find it fascinating because we know, and I did Final Days Report episode 70, that they're pushing cannibalism for a solution to feed the world. Meanwhile, all of a sudden, bird flu is hitting cows. What are going to be the ramifications thereof? Are they going to cull these cows? Are they going to force them to be jabbed with mRNA DNA defilement technology? Because remember, the good book says in the end of days, it'll be as days of Noah. So then that impacts SEAL 3 and inflation. We know there's a war on beef, my friends. If you have any means, any land, become a farmer, period. I mean, that's going to be key in these end of days. Then we morph into the Constitution, the war on the Constitution, arming these foreigners, allowing them to steal people's property rights. I mean, drones flying over the borders. I was kicked off TikTok because I had a video that went somewhat viral of 1,000 military-aged men from China walking over the border, one night, one location. Get your house in order, my friends. And again, I think if Trump wins, they're going to activate these communists. And the patriots that fight back will be deemed domestic terrorists and then ultimately will be invaded. Have a blessed day, my friends. What a great time to be alive. Oh, the other thing too, I'm not sure if I mentioned this. ISIS, why is ISIS attacking Russia? Because you need to think about this. Russia is defending Gaza, the genocide that's happening there. And I know ISIS supposedly does not like Iran, but something doesn't pass the sniff test in all this theater. Death will be real to us, my friends. Make sure you're saved. Get your house in order. Be a worthy bride. Thank you for your support. God bless. Thank you.